From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence continuing his Asia trip with in Japan, talking with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
During a joint appearance Monday, Pence assured Prime Minister Abe that the United States would stand by its steadfast Asian ally during what he called challenging times.
As I made clear on behalf of the President in my recent visit to South Korea, the era of strategic patience is over. And while all options are on the table, President Trump is determined to work closely with Japan, with South Korea, with all our allies in the region, and with China to achieve a peaceable resolution and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Pence's visit to Northeast Asia comes at a time of heightened tensions over North Korea's efforts to develop a nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile. President Trump deployed a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier into the region in response to reports that Pyongyang was preparing to conduct a nuclear test. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Trump administration says it's time for tougher enforcement of rules governing the hiring of certain foreign workers in the United States and review laws requiring U.S. government agencies to use American-made products. President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order regarding Buy American, Hire American this Tuesday as he visits a tool-making manufacturer in the Midwestern state of Wisconsin. In a briefing for journalists, senior administration officials said lax enforcement and numerous legal loopholes mean American workers and companies lose jobs. This is VOA News. President Trump Monday congratulated his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, for his narrow 51.4% victory in Sunday's constitutional referendum, although a U.S. State Department spokesman echoed the concerns of international monitors who observed irregularities and an uneven playing field. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was asked if Mr. Trump is concerned about the process that handed sweeping new powers to Mr. Erdogan.
My understanding is there's an international commission that is reviewing this and issues a report, so 10 to 12 days, and so we'll wait and let them do their job. There were international monitors throughout Turkey, and we'll let them.
What would he like to see Erdogan do?
We'd rather not get ahead of that report and start to make decisions. Without knowing. There were observers there, as there routinely are, and I'd rather wait and see.
The White House said that two leaders also spoke about Syria and the fight against Islamic State, but international observers said, in light of the country's state of emergency, Sunday's referendum took place on an unleveled playing field, with the Yes campaign dominating media coverage and civil society groups kept from participating. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced Tuesday she will seek an early election on June 8th.
At this moment of enormous national significance, there should be unity here in Westminster. But instead, there is division. The country is coming together, but Westminster is not. What they are doing jeopardizes the work we must do to prepare for Brexit at home. And it weakens the government's negotiating position in Europe.
The House of Commons must approve the call for new elections. Newly discovered mobile phone video showed a group of people congratulating one another over the lynching of a university student accused of blasphemy in Pakistan. The video, which first appeared on social media before being picked up by various Pakistani TV channels, showed a man waving his arms and addressing a group of people around him. A mob of university students attacked and shot fellow student Mishal Khan of Abdul Wali Khan University in the city of Mardan in Pakistan's northwestern KPK province last week. Mobile phone footage widely circulated on social media showed that his body was with clothing ripped off and signs of severe beatings. Angry men continued to attack the body with kicks, bricks, and screwdrivers. Then they threw heavy planters on his head. The cases generated widespread condemnation across the nation. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.